ain't never heard that one before.
It's called Bury the Light by Casey Edwards. It's the new theme. It's the theme of it's Virgil's theme from Devil May Cry 5 special edition that's coming out pretty soon when PS5 drops.
That's a badass song. I might add that to my playlist.
Yeah, dude.
I hadn't heard that. I mean, I heard bits and pieces of it earlier when I picked you up earlier, but I didn't hear the whole song.
Yeah, the song's cool. Like,
fucking cool.
Based the character perfectly.
Right? All right. Well, welcome to another edition. Why am I...
you kept talking, so I was like, okay, wait. Well, shit. All right, well, welcome to another edition of the Red of My Name podcast, and I am your boy, Rex.
I'm Skittles.
And we're back once again. So, other than that, shit, man. Injuries galore on the Niners side.
Fuck, right?
But, hey, we still got... We're 2-1, okay? We're 2-1.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that y'all are 2-1, even with losing at least half... if not most of your star players.
Oh, shit, the dropkick.
Look, so as we're recording, we have the WWE pay-per-view from tonight, Clash of Champions 2020, is on in the background. There's no volume, so we don't get trademarked in trouble for it. But we have a couple of, we're still watching it. I love that. Oh, I love that move. I really do.
One, two, nope. Kick out.
Right now we're in the Garza... Andrade versus Street Profits. So yeah, I mean the fact that y'all are still 2-1 with during backups. All this shit, yeah, with backups. I mean,
and I'm pretty sure a lot of people would be like, oh, a lot of Giants fans would have been like, oh, if we had Saquon Barkley, well, if we would have had everybody else,
yeah, exactly.
I mean, yeah, if exactly. That's our backups playing like that, then imagine what we can do with our starters.
Yeah. I mean, all right.
Dude,
I mean,
no punts. No punts at all.
Which is crazy. It really is crazy. I mean, then again, I mean, it just depends. Was it no punts because y'all were throwing interceptions?
No. No punts because fucking we were converting on third downs and scoring.
True. I mean, even then, they only punted once.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Fuck. All right, so here we go. We got y'all won 36-9.
Mm-hmm.
Mullins went 25-36 with 343 and one touch. It was only sacked twice. Daniel Jones went 17-32 for 179 with one interception, 2 for 14, two sacks for 14 yards lost. Dude, can we just give the ball to... I mean, all right, I'm a Texans fan. Y'all know that. And the reason I say we is because, I mean, I do have Jerick McKinnon on my fantasy team. Can y'all just give him the fucking ball and stop giving Wilson the ball? Like, don't get me wrong. Like, fuck, though, dude.
Not only that, it's like, but the run game was tough this one because
yeah, it really
we
was.
Don't have, like, it's like we don't have Kittle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, we have Ross Dwelly and then Reed went out.
Yeah. But, like, Dwelly, though, I mean...
He was balling out today,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he did. 4 for 49. I mean, then again, McKinnon also had 3 catches for 39 yards as well. Yeah. So,
I was hoping we would utilize more of Mohamed Sanu.
Yes. But, I mean, then again, I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I mean, Mullins was passing around, man. 10, oh, yeah. 10 different receivers with a catch.
Oh, yeah. I mean. Definitely.
So, you got to give it to that. So, y'all ate the clock, too.
Yeah.
Like, where did it... Yeah, 39 minutes to 20 minutes. I mean,
it was
come
just
on.
Little here's and there's and a couple of big ones. But, uh-huh. But hey.
Mm-hmm. Hey, a win is a win, man.
Definitely.
I mean, now we can go look at my shitty-ass team. That's 0-3, the Houston Texans. Deshaun went 19 for 27 with 264, with two touchdowns and an interception. But then again, he was sacked 5 fucking times. Again! Roethlisberger went 23 and 36, 237, two touches with two sacks for 19 yards lost. How the fuck are we going to win with 29 yards rushing? What the actual fuck is that? Holy fuck. No, I didn't watch this
y'all
game.
Gotta, so y'all got to build a fucking line, man.
Oh, my God. This is the first time I actually seen the stats today because I knew we lost. I just hadn't seen the stats. Like, holy fuck. 13 carries for 23 yards? What the actual fuck is that? A total of 15 carries for 29 yards. How the actual
That's fuck? That's abysmal as fuck, yo. Like, that's damn.
And, I mean, what was that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He threw the ball to not 8 different people. Only 7 people had catches, though. I mean, Fells, which is one of his top targets, had 2 targets, but no fucking catches. You know? But then again, I mean, he didn't throw the... And he was throwing the ball around.
Yeah.
But, like, what the actual fuck is 29 yards rushing? Especially when they had 169. What the actual fuck? Holy shit.
Damn.
Like, I knew the game was the game was close throughout the whole game, but how the fuck did we keep it close is my question.
I got a better question than that. What team Shaq's going to go for the finals?
God, yeah. Nice little transition into basketball. Now, we don't normally talk about basketball all that much because neither one of us are huge, huge basketball fans. But I'm a Miami Heat fan.
And I'm a Lakers fan.
And the NBA Finals just happens to be Miami versus LA. So, this is going to be
fun. Well, we won it for the Super Bowl last year. It's actually happening right now. It's actually happening in basketball.
Right?
For us.
All right, so it is Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Pacific time, which means that's 3 p.m. our time. On ABC, game one of the NBA Finals, including the Miami Heat and the Los Angeles Lakers. This is going to be some fun.
Oh, yeah.
It is going to be fun. Miami has played a total of 6, 11, 15 games in the playoffs. We have only lost 3 times. So, we're hot. We're coming off. This has been the most fight we've gotten out of a team with Boston in the playoffs. So, we were the underdog as we were the number 8 seed. Or, no, not the number 8 seed, but we were the number 5 seed. So, we're obviously the underdogs going into this. So, I like to check out the betting line, actually.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, fans, quick little intermission while he does that. If y'all play a game called Among Us, let us know on Twitter or Instagram, which I have to get more active on. Dude, I keep forgetting that I have Instagram for 3 different reasons.
Dude, I have it. I have my personal, and then I have one for the Skittle Show. I have one for our show, and I've thought about putting one together for D&D movies. I have it. I'm the same way. I have 3 fucking accounts, so. All right. I never understand. I think, yeah. All right. So, Miami is the underdog for plus 300. Fuck, that is a bet I would make right now if I could. Fuck. And the odds for Miami sweeping in 4 is plus 5,000. Holy fuck. That's crazy ass odds right there.
You know what's funny though? I can see everybody going for, a lot of people going for. Oh shit. Damn it. I can see a lot of people going for fucking, the Heat because A, they don't like LeBron. B, they also don't like the Lakers.
Yeah. All right, I have been a Heat fan since 2003. 2003. I was a fan of D-Wade coming out of college. And he got drafted in Miami, started in Miami in 03, I believe it was. So I've been a fan of them. But then I was a fan of Shaq as well growing up. So I followed Shaq. So I was, you know, I've always been, growing up I was a fan of Shaq, but then, you know.
Are you a fan of his picture in the NBA 2K playgrounds?
That shit's fucking that funny.
Big those ass fucking lips,
man.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that shit's crazy. So yeah, when he went to Miami, not only was I a Heat fan already because of Wade, you know, he became, you know, my favorite player at the time that was actually in NBA, went to fucking Miami. So that, I mean, popped it even more. Yeah, I think
Skittles Jr.
Yeah, Skittles Jr., yeah. Yep. So.
Take your ass back!
So. But yeah, I think it's gonna be a good
series. This will be a good time to download FanDuel and shit to get into.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Oh yeah. So, how'd my boy Hero do again? He had 19 points tonight. Hero's been the fucking hero of the fucking. He's been the hero of the fucking team, man. He's a rookie too, dude. I mean, he's fucking good though. He went 8 for 13, 1 for 3 from 3. So, I mean, he was hot, but Adebayo fucking definitely kept us in it. So did Butler. So, but that will be what you can look forward to on Wednesday.
Back to action.
Yeah, I mean, multiple tabs trying to fucking keep shit going at the same time. As we're still watching Clash of Champions, dude, the triple threat match to start the show, the ladder match between Sami Zayn, AJ
handcuffed
Styles
in the earlobe of Jeff Hardy, and handcuffed that man to a fucking ladder, yo.
Dude, that's all right. I've always joked about it because I used to know some people who had gauges like that, and I always joked about fucking getting some padlocks and doing it to their, clipping it into their ear and shit like that. But that just takes that, handcuffing the shit takes it to a whole another fucking level, man.
Dude, I still think that padlocks would be even worse though.
Oh fuck yeah. Well, padlocks, you fucking clip it, and then you fucking throw the key away. They have to get clippers or do something. What the fuck? Oh, shit, the match is over. How the fuck did it end? Wait. Spike? One, two. Oh, shit! The fuck?
Why are they grabbing the?
All right, hold up.
Hook to the leg, kick out by Andrade. Wait a minute, he got him. Is that it?
The ref fucked up. The ref fucked up. Oh shit. That's what it was. All right. I was wondering, like, why, how the fuck that ended so quickly. Ref fucked up. Either that or Andrade fucked up for kicking out. See, Dawson's kind of fucking pissed off about it.
Yeah, because he's like, what the fuck? Let's see. Up.
Spike.
Down. I got a problem spending all that money.
Three, but he kicked out before three. Way before three. Spike. One. Two. Huh. Hey, I ain't complaining about the Street Profits winning. I mean,
a dub's a dub.
Yep, but you know that tomorrow night.
Hey, man, what you doing hiding behind that door? You ain't Slick. You ain't Snake from Metal Gear, homie.
Which one is that?
Skills Jr.
Yeah, figures.
Get your Jerry Renner.
Oh, shit. Biggie. All right, let's give some time.
Oh, shit, look, it's Titty McMahon. I mean, Stephanie's in there.
What the fuck?
Oscar, oh, shit.
Oh, that's right. I heard rumors going out through today that Nikki Cross was unavailable for this match. Oh, shit. Armbar. Fuck.
Kind of shit.
Oh, shit. Oh, Asuka lock. Asuka. Aw. Yeah, I was hearing rumors something happened with Nikki, and she was going to be unavailable, and nobody knew who was going to replace her. And I guess Asuka took her place.
Isn't one of the Usos fighting against Roman Reigns?
Yeah, it's
Jay Uso.
Jay versus Roman at the end of the at the main event. But outside the ring now. Asuka's already had a match tonight, too, against Zelina. Well, I mean, I guess that's one way to make sure that she loses the match but doesn't lose the title.
Bam!
Oh, from behind.
With a neck brace on. Oh, shit. The neck. Quick, call your cousin Snoop Dogg. For those who don't get that, Sasha Banks, because she's related to Snoop Dogg. She's cousins with him.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Again.
Oh.
Break her shit down. She plushed it.
Oh,
shit.
The kendo sticks always look harder than they actually are, but oh my god. I don't ever want to get hit by one, though.
Mm-mm.
Oh, shit. Mm-mm.
Now, you can obviously tell the ones that they use for WWE aren't like.
Oh, yeah.
They aren't the real deal, but. Oh, yeah. Bailey, you done fucked up. You done fucked up.
Ugh. Very nice little segment between the two.
Yeah, yep.
Especially since lately, all Bailey's been doing is coming out and sitting on the fucking ramp and talking shit.
Well, it's CM Punk.
Yeah. So now we got McIntyre versus Orton in a ambulance match.
I thought Keith Lee was in this too.
It was supposed to be Keith Lee.
But he I think he lost the match.
Yeah, I think he lost to Orton on Monday or something like that.
No, because he had it, cause in order for him to.
What the fuck?
Oh shit.
What the fuck? Skipping too far ahead again. All right, hold on. We're gonna play some audio.
We do not own anything WWE related.
Exactly.
All rights go to WWE and everything like that. So, hey man, look, we broke over here. So don't kill us. I know we got cards coming in from DBS, but don't take the SCRs that we're gonna get, man. Come
right.
On
I don't want to skip too far ahead again. Here we go. Oh, I skipped way fucking back. I got plenty of time to kick. Yeah.
Wow. Bitch. chop your titties. Kicking your tattoo, punching your jaw, motherfucker. Bitch. Kick punch combo. Oh shit, my gut. Block. Counter. He still got one stamina bar left. He can do this if he push R2. Ow. McIntyre slapping the shit out of Orton. Headlock punch, you know what I'm saying? You know, the OG. And he said, get your bitch ass up. Now. Grabbing body. McIntyre's grabbing Orton by the ear. And then, charge up that punch like he was Paul Phoenix in Tekken 7. Then, off the ropes. Under. Already trying to go for that RKO. Reverse. Oh shit, over the ropes goes McIntyre. Oh shit, kicked him in the fucking thigh ass cheek. Oh shit. Alright, the
vintage
Orton.
DDT.
You know what I'm saying? McIntyre holding his jaw like, damn, I should have ate some more Lucky Charms. Randy Orton's like, fuck, I should have drove my Viper today. Uh-oh. He's about to go to that place. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. He might be already out at that place. Oh, shit. Went to Looney Tunes.
Oh, shit. He backing up for that punt.
Oh, shit.
Here we go.
Like he's loading up for it.
Here we go.
You gotta wonder if he got hit that.
That Robbie Gold.
You're absolutely right.
That broken jaw. And now it's that Gronkowski.
What the?
Oh shit!
Wait a minute,
ladies and gentlemen, it is the show.
It's the big show. Looking
hey,
good.
Hey, he came in with his mask on like the other lady.
This summer, big show.
Oh shit! To the table.
Did they even take anything out? Oh shit.
The sins of Randy Orton's past coming back to haunt him in the form of the Big Show.
Big Show looking all good shit.
You know what I'm saying? He's like, shit.
Oh shit.
Fuck. Wonder who else is coming.
Huh. I mean, it was a shitty, kind of a shitty chokeslam, but. So what, now they're going to have people that Orton's fucked come through the match now? How much you want to bet they end up on top of the ambulance for some dumbass reason?
It never fails.
That's what I'm saying. Like, come, oh shit, they're backstage now. Alright, they didn't go to the top of the ambulance. Orton wheeling a chair.
Oh shit. McIntyre's about to give him Channing Tatum. But with punches.
Shit. Oh fuck. Oh, the turns to. Oh shit. That shit's heavy.
Fuck yeah.
That shit, what's he gonna do? He reversed it. Into a wall.
Come on, not the food section. Oh shit,
it's Christian. Oh shit,
Come on, man, not the food. Come
wasting
on,
all
man.
That food and shit.
Thanksgiving around the corner, yo. Like, come on now.
Dude, I'm looking forward more to fucking Thanksgiving than I am fucking Halloween.
I'm looking more forward to 2021 than 2020.
I saw the fucking meme earlier when Daniel was over, and it was Y'all complaining about 2020. Wait till 2021 pops out into a civil war, and all you gun-hating motherfuckers are gonna be defending your homes with spatulas and dildos. I'm like, oh shit.
Here we go.
Oh shit, they didn't end up on. Oh man,
they're almost there. Almost there.
Oh shit.
Shit.
Oh, they went through the window.
Oh shit, through the windshield.
Yeah.
So now they can't climb up there unless they go through the side.
The fuck, Orton? Orton's like, motherfucker, I can't pin him. Damn it.
He's still like, fuck, my jack off. Shit. Oh, wait a minute. They're going up top.
Ah, they're on top.
There it is.
There it is. They're on top. For no apparent fucking reason, except for being on top. Oh, shit.
Super kick out of nowhere?
What?
Super kick out of nowhere.
God.
Alright, so who's gonna get knocked off first, though?
Who gets knocked off first?
Huh? I think what's gonna happen is Magtar will get knocked off, and then as Randy Orton is coming down, here comes Shawn Michaels.
You've already seen it, haven't you?
No. Oh, that's a fucking expert guess, yo.
Do I know why? I believe you've already seen it.
Why?
This is exactly what happens.
Oh, well, shit. Maybe I could write a script for WWE, you know what I'm saying? Hit the good old DX on him, too?
Shit.
Tell him, suck it. Whoop-ah. Now, this is the part where you fall down.
Shit.
There's only one more person left. One more person left. Plus, that was it.
I mean, the only other person that he's really fucked over recently was Edge. So, it's the only other person I could really think.
Edge and Flair.
Oh, yeah, Flair.
Get your ass in there. Get your ass in there. Uh-oh.
Bro kick? Or not the bro kick. Fucking Claymore? Or is he gonna punt him?
Oh, shit. 4th and 15, what you gonna do? Oh,
he punted him.
Oh, shit.
He punted him.
That was about a good 34-yard punt.
One.
Close it.
Two. Close. McIntyre retains. I mean, it wasn't bad. It wasn't great, though. Oh, here we go.
Oh, shit.
Roman versus Jay. It's a 20-fucking-minute match. Holy fuck.
Those teeth Invisalign or
right, dude, they're implants. They're implants. He had all of his normal teeth taken out, but then all of the implants put in. I think it has to do with the chemo that he goes through when he was through cancer, so it kind of like fucks with his teeth and everything like that. So that was another reason why he took so much time off during the when all of the COVID shit started.
Oh, shit.
What's he talking about now?
That is how this works, right? I need him to acknowledge you. I need you to acknowledge me. You don't want to acknowledge me? You don't want to acknowledge me, huh?
Yeah. What you want? No!
Hey, man, five count.
Roman Reigns obliterating Jey Uso.
Oh.
Come on. Come on, little Nate.
You shut your mouth and let me go to work. Family business here.
Yeah. Acknowledge me.
Here comes Jimmy.
What?
Acknowledge me.
Fuck.
Beating his ass.
Fucking shit. I swear to fucking God.
It's all good. Okay. You don't need to prove a damn thing in this fool. Okay. Right? You hear it? You don't need to prove nothing to this fool. I'm throwing it in, Rose. I'm throwing it, Rose. No. Come on, get this fool.
You acknowledge me as well.
No, forget this fool.
You come in here and you acknowledge me. You and the boy.
I'll do it.
In the knee. Forget this
fool. I'm doing this. Come on.
Jimmy, throw in the towel, damn it.
You the chief, Boos. Just chill.
You got it, man. Come on, Arthur.
I think the whole story is cool, but I don't know. I don't think it really works for me. I don't really care for it. I mean, it looked like it was a good match.
What the fuck?
Oh my god. Oh shit.
I mean, it kind of works because, I mean, we were going to talk about it a little bit, but that's just fucking funny.
No, we can't talk about though.
What?
I don't know if you can pull it up still, but they have. I don't know if it's on the net right now, but Breonna Taylor's boyfriend calling 911 during while the whole shit was happening.
Audio 911 call from Kenneth Walker. The night that Breonna Taylor died. Alright. So, this is the first time I'm hearing it. I don't know what the fuck you said. I don't know if you've heard it. But if you're listening to this now, I don't know what will be said. Or, I know you obviously, if you're listening to us, you know that we say some shit and don't really care what we say. But, I just have to forewarn anybody who's listening that I don't know what the audio includes, and I do not know what will be said, so I'm just giving a fair warning. It's a 2 minute and 43 second clip. I will play as much of it as I feel comfortable with playing, so for the next 2 minutes, if you want to skip, if you want to skip this, just go 3 minutes ahead from now.
And, yeah, but before we get into that, we'll do a quick recap.
We can talk about the case real quick. From what I know, Okay. Is that I don't know exactly the night that it happened. And it sounds like it was May, but I'm not 100% sure when this actually happened. But from what I know is that the officers were serving a no-knock warrant, and they ended up somehow at the wrong place, but then from what I've heard, that's also was the right place. I don't know. It's misinformation.
Misinformation.
And then they had the no-knock warrant. They were legally not have to announce their presence. From evidence and body cams and police statements and other statements, the police did announce their presence as they were entering the residence. The boyfriend, Kenneth Walker, then opened fire on the police officers, who then shot back, and unfortunately, Breonna Taylor was struck by a stray bullet and passed away. That's from what I know. The three officers that were involved, two of them were released with no charges. The third one was indicted on something that was unrelated to the Breonna Taylor case.
Yeah, the third one went in, and he was only probably in not even in jail. He was probably only
from what I've heard, for like an hour. He was just in booking. He got booked. He got released. It's, you know, Fresno County does it a lot as well.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go ahead and hit the play button on the audio. If you're not comfortable with listening to it, just skip for the next 3 minutes, and then we'll talk about it after the audio. Or we'll get a 30-second fucking ad beforehand. All right, here we go. Skip the ad.
911, Operator Harris, where is your emergency?
I don't know what's happening. Somebody kicked in the door inside my girlfriend.
Okay, where are you located?
I'm at 3003 Springfield Drive, apartment 4.
3003 Springfield Drive, apartment number 4?
Yes. Oh my God.
Okay, how old is your girlfriend?
She's 26. Brittany. Oh
you said 26? God. Where was she shot at?
I don't know. She's on the grill right now. I don't know.
Okay.
Mama.
You said she's 26. Is she alert and able to talk to you?
No, she's not. Breathe. God.
Okay. And you said you're in apartment number 4.
Help. Oh, my God. Yes, help.
What's
help.
Your name, sir?
Oh, my name is Kim Walker.
You said Kim?
Help.
And you said she's 26?
Yes.
Okay, you said 3003 Springfield Drive, apartment number 4?
Yes.
Okay. Can you check and see where she's been shot at?
I can't get on her stomach.
Oh, okay. Is she alert and able to talk to you?
No, Bree.
Okay.
I'm crazy. Oh my God.
Can you get her turned over on her back? I need for you to check her and see where she shot at.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I gotta go, Mama. Okay. I gotta get you back in.
Kenneth, can you hear me?
Have reached the voicemail.
Good to see you.
All right. My question about that is, where's the police officers?
Exactly. Like, that, it's either, because she has, the police officers should have been there, and they should have been there, and the EMT should have been there in general, just in case anybody that...
Well, the EMTs aren't going to show up just because they were searching and giving a warrant.
No,
they're not going to do that.
No, I'm saying, like, as far as, like, just have them, like, around the corner.
They won't do that. I mean, if they were to do that every time that there was... Any time a police officer was to issue a warrant, they would have to have an ambulance nearby. And they won't do that. That's too much money out of their pocket and everything like that. They won't do that. And if they were to do that, they're literally expecting the worst to happen every single time that they serve a warrant. And not all of that is going to happen every single time. So my question, my biggest thing would be, where are the police officers after the shooting, and why aren't they, you know, because if he opened fire on them and they shot back,
there should have been
where were they serving, giving first aid to her? You know,
exactly.
But then again, I'm not sure if there's any body cam footage, any of it either. Hold on, let me.
Found in car rental.
The fuck? Okay, here we go. This is TMZ. TMZ is kind of iffy on. Alright, so. Okay, so it was March 13th that it happened. The weather for advice. Alright, so I have two videos. Again, this first one is 50 seconds. Again, don't know exactly what happens during it, so.
Wait, hold on.
What?
Since when were canines introduced into this whole thing?
I don't know. Yeah, all right. See? Yeah, no, I see it. I hadn't heard anything about the dogs. Okay, so this first video we're going to watch is 50 seconds. So if you, again, aren't uncomfortable with listening to any of this, I would recommend just skipping the next minute.
In words of Shannon, skip.
Walk straight back or I will send this dog on you. Walk back to my voice. Walk back or I will send this dog. Walk back to me. Keep on walking. Walk now. Walk. Walk back to me. Watch out. Walk back to me now. Now. Make your hands in the air. Get down on your knees. Watch that man. Get down on your knees.
Don't look back.
Put your hands on your head.
I'm looking at
All right. So, I don't know who the fuck. I don't give a shit who the fuck you are, whether you're a police officer or not. The fact that you're going to possibly sick all right. He's a German Shepherd. They're trained to be violent in times of this situation.
Yeah.
They're not an aggressive breed, but they're just taught to be aggressive when they need to be aggressive.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry. They kept saying, don't look back. Don't look back. Motherfucking one, you're making me walk backwards. And two, you got a fucking dog who's literally on the fucking hind legs about to fucking pounce on me. Fuck you. I'm looking back.
Don't look back, like, bullshit.
Bullshit, motherfucker. I don't give a shit.
No, I'm sorry. This is not one of the horror movies where
yeah. Fuck you. Okay. So that was the first video. The second video shows perhaps even more unsettling sight. Vice reports Hackinson again, the cop who fired from outside the apartment, walking into Brianna's after SWAT members had gone in and started investigating. He asked if any of the rounds were theirs and seemingly tries to have his run of the place before one SWAT officer tells him to scram as it's an active crime scene. As such, he shouldn't be roaming around on escort. All right, here we go. This one's only 35 seconds, so again, if you're uncomfortable with this stuff, I would recommend skipping for at least the next minute.
So I think it's casings right there.
Sorry.
Like if they're, you're all casings and they're casings.
So. Oh, that's their gun. Right here.
Yeah, I'm right there.
That's theirs?
No, it's ours, it looks like. Theirs is in there. But I'd back out until they get TIU in here. So.
I just didn't know if there were any guns visible.
We did not see any.
Like long ago.
So, I honestly, I don't know. I mean,
like, this is the shit we were talking about yesterday. Like, if there's information like this, release it at least have it released at the time of the shit. So that way.
Yeah. Here's another video. It's a minute long. So again, if you want to skip, go ahead and skip the next minute.
Put him in the truck. Her just lifting. Grab under his arms. 1, 2, 3.
Let's go.
Cover him. Let's go. Cover me. I'm with you.
Stay down, John.
Mike, get out of the way. Stay down, John.
Go.
You can go a little faster.
Go.
That's good speed right there.
All right, so that video was moments after the first initial scene, which is where one of the other officers was shot. I wish somebody would just put all the fucking
shit together.
Body cam videos together and shit. Like, what the fuck?
This is where video editors and shit can make a lot of money right now.
Alright, well, there's only one option for all of that, and that would be good ol' YouTube.
Final Fantasy X HD Remaster Seymour Boss Battle.
Yeah, I was watching that shit the other day.
Yeah. Good luck on finding that shit.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I doubt that shit would be even on fucking
that shit.
YouTube anyways, besides the 911 call.
Fucking work at Trader Joe's got killed?
Reveals Trader Joe's worker killed by police.
Well, damn.
That was 2 years ago. So, I don't know. I mean, I honestly don't know. I mean, I think the police officers involved were misinformed on the way there as well. Because there's different stories that they had the wrong address. And then they had the address to Brianna's house or apartment due to
her being dating her ex.
Yeah, associated to a, so to speak, a known drug dealer. So I don't fucking know.
Like, look, if you take it to the Facebook comments about this, like, it's
dude,
there's people like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad that they're getting rid of these drug deals. I'm like, but if you pay attention to everything, like, why would someone have something going good for themselves and take a million steps back? Like I get you can fuck up and make mistakes and take 10 steps back, but multiply that by 100,000? Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's...
Yeah.
That's just plain stupidity right there.
Yeah. I don't fucking know. In other news in the political world, so last week's episode, if you're a normal listener, we did the special watch along episode when we watched Avengers with D&D movies, and
which that would probably be a once a year thing.
Yeah, it won't happen that often, to be honest.
Or once every 2 years.
But I mean, it was fun. It just, I don't know, there was some issues with it, in my opinion. But
there was definitely a sugar high going
on. Oh, fuck yeah, there was. Yeah, there was, and that was one of the issues. However, we didn't get to really talk about certain things last week when we recorded. So we do want to pay our respects to the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the Supreme Court Justice, who passed away 2 weeks ago. She was a huge political figure, whether you agreed with her, whether you disagreed with her. There was a lot of women out there who knew what she stood for, and she was just an idol to a lot of women because she did become a Supreme Court Justice at a time where women were just not accepted in the law, in as judges or as lawyers, at a time where women were still being looked down upon. So as of we always record this Sunday night, but our show comes out on Monday, so we always talk about it as now instead of as this is Monday. But yesterday, Saturday, Donald Trump announced that Amy Coney Barrett is going to be the judge that he's nominating for the replacement of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. But there's a lot of people who are out there that feel that it shouldn't be nominated. So I don't know. We'll see what happens.
I just can't wait to hear the voiceovers from bad lip reading.
Right. Now I know we did talk about it. We did talk about it a little bit. The Lakers Heat game. Finals start on Wednesday, but if you're looking for something to watch on Tuesday, as we have told you multiple times between the last couple weeks, there is... Hold on, I gotta search this real quick. There it is. There are only 36 days... since y'all are listening to this on Monday, there's only 36 days until election. So, if you're interested, the debate is tomorrow, Tuesday. Make sure y'all check that out. At the same time, there is a website that I have discovered. It is called... Let me pull up the name for it. All right. Now, we're not getting paid for this one, all right? But in all elections, when we go to vote, even if we're at home voting like we will be this year, or some people will be, there's a lot of things that are on your ballot that you don't pay attention to. You skip over. But there's some of that stuff that is very important, and we just don't know about it because we don't pay attention to the stuff. So, go check out ballotready.org on your laptop, your phone, computer, wherever. Check it out. It is a website that will have, and all you have to do is type in your information, your location, and it'll show up all your local propositions, all your local offices that people are running for, and that will help you prepare for election day, which is again in 36 days. So make sure you go check that out, because it has helped a lot of people in a lot of different ways to make sure they are prepared for election day, because this election means a lot. Every election means a lot, but this year a lot of people care more about this one than more than in recent years. So make sure y'all check it out. Make sure you go register to vote. Now we're gonna are we gonna get into songs of the week.
Yep, yep.
All right, so.
Because I gotta wake up at a whole new time tomorrow. So.
Oh, I know. You gotta start. You start a whole new work schedule tomorrow. So, All right. So, our first song of the week. This song we literally just discovered. Okay. Right before the show started. And.
It doesn't matter if you win by a quarter inch or a mile. A win's a win. You know, you know the thing about street fights? The streets always win.
They use that shit.
Yeah.
The fact that he stomps on the ground. the parking garage just crumbles. I'm like, you don't have the power of Groot right now.
Right?
You are nowhere near Marvel right now.
Right? Okay, so we literally just discovered this right before the show we started recording. As he was saying, it's Vin Diesel. Yes, the actor put out a song. It's called Feel Like I Do. So here's a little clip of it. It's weird. I'm just going to say that. The beat is not bad. It doesn't sound that bad. It's just weird, is what it is. It's just plain weird. You can find it on Spotify. I'm pretty sure you can find it on YouTube. But check it out to listen to the whole song. I mean, when we found it, it had over 300,000 listens already on Spotify. So, go check it out, because, I mean, it's weird, but it's a good song, but it's awful, but it's not bad.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
So, I kind of have my actual song of the week queued up. Do you have yours?
Yeah, I have mine.
So, you want to go first?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
This is RP, this is Mac Dre, Be About Your Dough.
Thing. Yeah, Mac Drizzo. I'm the kind of nigga that'll come through and a yuck on you. Burning rubber in the shit man with the 402. Huh. Dipping, dashing, smashing through the traffic. Smoking, choking, hoping I'm rapping because my candy's looking wet. Three coats and clear. Miami's on deck with three coats and clear.
Going old school.
Yeah, man. Like, it's crazy. Like, just his story alone, how most of his shit was OG hip-hop partying and shit, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Like, his shit started sounding like this after he got out of prison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I mean, but then again, I mean, Mac Dre is Mac Dre.
True.
So, mine's completely different. Completely the fucking opposite. I actually heard this song on my way to pick you up today from work.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, it's not a bad song, but it's not a great song. But it was kind of, it caught my ear. You know, and for somebody who lately, to be 100% honest, I've listened to a lot of political radio lately. So for me, actually listening to music lately and actually finding something that catches my ear, it's kind of been hard to do. So, this is Neil Horan, Nice to Meet You. Like I said, I literally just discovered this song earlier, which is, I thought it wasn't too bad. So, here you go.
Tattooed on my arm in ink, I swear. Cause when the morning comes, I know you won't be there. But every time I turn around, you're there.
Okay.
It caught my ear for the beat. I mean, it's got some good lyrics to it, but I mean, it really caught my ear for the beat, and I felt that it was actually pretty damn good.
You know, it's funny, in most songs nowadays, they'll catch you with the beat, but the lyrics can be also be trash as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
People be like, oh, it's the best song ever. But like, no, that's the best beat. No, one of the best beats ever. Oh, shit. Oh, well, I used to that shit off of people's pro. You're just gonna take off with it.
I don't really. Again, I've said it before, and what we're talking about, there's a video that just popped up. Some dude who ran up to the back of a truck and ripped down a Trump flag off the back of a vehicle.
And just took off.
And then just took off fucking. All I have to say about that is that's damaging personal property. That is a arrestable offense. However, I don't personally care what people believe in when it comes to their politics. Okay? You have your opinion. You have your view upon it. You can say what you want to say. I'm going to do the same thing.
Politics are like your sexual preference.
Exactly. You know, I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to do it the way I like to do it. I'm going to say what I like. I'm going to say what I want. And whether you like that or not, too damn bad.
It's like, hey, if you like eating pussy, hey, eat pussy. If you like eating the booty like groceries, well, go ahead, shop at Food Max.
Shit. But I just feel that there are a lot of people who've been taking this shit too far.
Yeah, definitely.
And I feel that when it comes to shit like this, it just is stupid. I mean, like, you're literally damaging somebody's property, and literally almost get ran the fuck over for it, too.
Wait, go the fuck back up?
The fuck is that ocean galaxy light?
Oh.
So, all right, whatever.
Yeah, I'm gonna go and play this lovely song. So, I'm that one guy Rex.
I'm Skittles.
And here's your favorite closing song.
All right, people, it's time to go home. Yep, closing time. We're ready to head on out. So let's go. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Now you're making me mad. You're gonna make me swear.
Get the fuck out of here. Finish up that beer.
You might as well call it a night, my friend. You're gonna have to
get the fuck out.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe I'm out of line, but I'll take the blame. There's no better choice of words that I can use to explain.
Get the fuck out of here.